Figure 910 shows that we can obtain a significant reduction in external work by simply reducing the arterial pressure. That is, we can transfer the same amount of stroke volume with much less energy, which would be a good thing, I would think, if we simply reduce the arterial pressure. But of course, as we know, that if we reduce the arterial pressure too low, that we will end up having problems staying conscious, and therefore we will have problems being in a surviving mode. Ultimately, this is not a viable option for organisms that live in a gravitational environment. Furthermore, certain pressures need to exist within the capillaries in order to get proper fluid balance and the movement of nutrients out of the capillary and into the tissue, and also metabolic waste from the tissue back into the capillaries. So these pressures within the arterial system are rather important, and we really don't have very much control over what they can be.